A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. We're learning more about the Buffalo, New York shooting that left 10 people dead Saturday. Police now say the suspect in the shooting first visited the grocery store to case the place back in March. We have team coverage of the shooting, the investigation, and the reaction here in Utah. Let's begin with KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
During a press conference this afternoon, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia said the 18-year-old suspect visited the Tops Friendly Market a few months ago. He says the white gunman accused of a racist rampage at the supermarket planned to keep killing people if he had escaped the scene. He says this investigation will be ongoing because the suspect had such a large digital footprint. The accused gunman has pleaded not guilty. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
The suspected shooter reportedly made prior threats against his school. Team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz, who reports Utah's Safe UT app is catching school threats here in Utah.
Officials with the app report 393 threats of violence against Utah schools over the last year.
That's probably about one a school day where we're seeing some sort of a tip get submitted where there could have been serious harm to students in our schools or potential loss of life.
Rachel Lusinski says parents should take heart, though. That means the app is working.
And whether that's something that was overheard in the hallway or something concerning that was seen on social media, it takes a lot of bravery and courage for students or parents or educators to speak out.
Tips are reported anonymously and the app is monitored 24/7. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
In the wake of the mass shooting in Buffalo, some Republican lawmakers are under fire for echoing the suspect's twisted ideology.
New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is calling the Buffalo shooting an act of evil as her office aggressively pushes back against sharp criticism that the third highest-ranking House Republican embraced a false conspiracy theory now at the center of the deadly shooting. In a campaign ad last year, Stefanik baselessly claimed Democrats plan to grant amnesty to 11 million immigrants to, quote, overthrow the current electorate. The ad invokes the racist theory called the Great Replacement. In a 180-page document, the Buffalo shooting suspect said the false right-wing conspiracy theory motivated his deadly attack. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time 502. The FBI is investigating a shooting at a California church Sunday as a possible hate crime. That's according to the Orange County Sheriff. This is Don Barnes.
Based on information we've collected, and I'm not going to go into the details of that evidence, was a politically motivated hate incident, a grievance that this individual had between himself and the Taiwanese community.
Police identified the suspect as 68-year-old David Chow, a Chinese immigrant and U.S. citizen living in Las Vegas. The church has a largely Taiwanese congregation. One person was killed, another five wounded. Police in South Salt Lake are looking for three more suspects connected to a deadly shooting earlier this month. 27-year-old Romeo Stevens was shot multiple times outside the Winco. That's on 21st South. Police consider these three suspects armed and dangerous. 6 months after the infrastructure bill was signed into law, some of the money is already being put to work. The White House says $110 billion of the trillion-dollar law has already been utilized. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says you're going to notice this summer.
Folks across the country are seeing the summer construction season arrive in terms of the cones, the barrels, the hard hats, and the shovels turning, and there's going to be a lot more where that came from.
The White House says some 4,300 projects nationwide are already underway, from roads to bridges to expanding internet and addressing climate change. Utah will be receiving about $3.5 million from the infrastructure bill this year. Deseret News reports some of the money will go toward watershed restoration for privately owned land and Zion National Park. Beaver and Iron counties will see about $50,000 to remove invasive plants in the area. A new report says Utah is spending less money on kids. This report comes from a nonprofit called the Utah Foundation.
The Utah Foundation says their report looks at how well the state is focusing on the physical and mental needs of the next generation. The report says the amount of money Utah invests in parks and recreation has been declining over recent years, although Utah is still one of the top-ranked states nationwide when it comes to parks and recreation spending. The report also says spending on public education has decreased. Utah is below the national average in terms of school spending.
KSL News Radio's Martha Harris there. The report does say these decreases and spending could be related to Utah's declining birth rate. KSL News Time 5:05.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.